Hey all, I hope you enjoyed season 7 of the Learn to Code with Me podcast. I'm popping in real quick to let you know that season 7 is over and that there is going to be a prolonged break before the next season of the show. I'm going to be sharing what I'm doing during this downtime in a little while, but first I wanted to just do a quick recap of all of the inspiring transformation stories in this season, in case you missed any of the episodes. In episode 1, I chatted with a former pastor turned web designer named Chris Misterek. He taught himself to code while raising 3 daughters all on his own. You can check out the episode to find out how he doubled his previous full-time salary with his technical side gig in just 18 months. And he shares advice on how you can do the same. In episode 2, I spoke with a mother of 4 and former part-time English professor named Becca. Becca redefined her life through coding after a traumatic experience. Inside this episode, we talk about how learning to code helped her cope with PTSD and other mental health issues. Plus, we also spoke about how she is balancing working from home during COVID-19 with her 4 children there. If you happen to be job hunting during the pandemic, then you definitely have to check out episode 3, where I talk with Rebecca Garcia. Rebecca is a tech career coach who helps people build 6-figure careers. She shares some pretty amazing advice that is going to help you build your technical resume, even if you don't have a background in tech just yet. Plus, she also shares advice on what you can do with your resume to stand out if you happen to be job hunting right now during the pandemic. In episode 4, I speak with Eric Hanchett, who is a software developer that got into tech before there were so many self-teaching resources and coding boot camps. Even though Eric has a traditional computer science degree, he faced a lot of difficulties finding employment. Learn how the power of personal branding gave him an edge inside this episode. And then in episode 5, I talk with Nuvik Lee, who made the transition from pharmacist to software engineer without a computer science degree. Nuvik talks about why working on side projects is so important when you're learning to code, and he gives some pretty great advice for people who want to make the transition into tech. And then in episode 6, I spoke with Caitlin, who shares why she decided to switch from working in the beer industry over most of her career into software engineering. Check out this episode to find out how she landed a job in just 6 months after starting a coding bootcamp. Plus, Caitlin shares so much amazing advice for getting hired in tech with a non-traditional background. Honestly, she has tactics that I never even heard of before until speaking with her. And then in episode 7, I talk with Michael, who taught himself everything he needed to know about coding without going to college or a coding bootcamp or spending a lot on Learn to Code courses. Listen to this episode to find out how he taught himself to code while working full-time in a physically intense full-time job as a glassblower in the film industry. And finally, in the last episode of this season, I talk with Camille Eddy. Camille works in the field of robotics, and I enjoy talking with her so much. She has so much amazing advice to share about mentorship, finding internships, how to balance a bunch of stuff going on in your life at once, the advantages of taking a gap year during college, what it's like to be a Black woman in tech, and so much more. You can listen to all of these episodes in your podcast player of choice. Or you can head on over to the Learn to Code with Me website and listen to them there. The URL is learntocodewith.me/podcast. All right, and now for my personal update of what I'm going to be doing during this downtime. So this probably comes at no surprise to you, but 2020 has been crazy, right? I imagine you probably feel the same way. And for me, the first half of the year had so much going on between work things and personal things. I am just really looking forward to having some chill downtime. For starters, I have a bunch of personal things to catch up on. In a really short time period, I moved to a new state, New Jersey, and then I got married in early 2020. We also bought a car, and there is just so many logistical things that go with each of these big life decisions. So I have a lot of work to catch up on there. Also, at the start of 2020, I set some SMART goals, and I wrote a whole email newsletter about it and why I set them and how I set them. Anyway, I've been doing really well for the most part on following through with them. However, there are a few areas that I fell a bit behind in. For example, in my physical goal area of being able to do a certain number of push-ups in a minute. So that's the kind of stuff I'm also going to be refocusing on. And finally, another personal thing that I'm really excited about is volunteering. I've already began chatting with a few different organizations in my local area, and hopefully I'll be able to teach a tech workshop or mentor a high school student in need. Now, on the Learn to Code with Me side of things, my main goal or project, whatever you want to call it, for the rest of 2020 is to make website improvements. So things like updating old articles on the site, writing new articles for the site, and other kinds of things that relate to website design and information architecture, usability, the way the site works on mobile, and things like that. I like to think of it as getting back to basics or to the foundation, because Learn to Code with Me started out as a blog and a blog alone. Back when I started the site, there was no podcast, there were no products, there was no bundle if you're familiar with the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox. It was the site and the site alone. Don't get me wrong, I love doing these other things and these other projects, but I am so excited and so eager to get back to rebuilding the site, focusing on improving it, and just making it better for the people who come there for the first time to find the information that they're looking for. Anyway, that's really it for me. If you enjoy the podcast, I would be so appreciative if you subscribed on whatever podcast player that you're listening on. Even better, I would love it if you could leave a rating and review of the show. These ratings and reviews help us so much. The best way to stay in touch and in the know with everything going on is through email. You can do that over at learntocodewith.me. There is a big sign-up form right at the top of the site. You're not going to miss it. Sign up to that form and you will be on the email list and you'll get updates from me there. Well, as always, it is a pleasure to bring you the Learn to Code with Me podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the year, and I hope we speak soon. All right, till next time.